This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America, and I belong to GOA, Governors of America, and of California, and also the NRA, National Rifle. But NRA is relatively passive compared to the Gun Owners of America. Although they seem to be a big organization, they're now scrambling to get away from New York to Florida. They've had a little bit of mismanagement because they should have anticipated this, especially with the current governor of New York, that they were going to be removed. And now they're trying to go after their taxes, just like they're going after Trump, to destroy them financially so that they won't have it. But we have 5 million members of the NRA, and GOA is very powerful and much more active, I think, in terms of dealing with the underlying issues and focus on what really are the reasons why, if you don't have a First Amendment, if you don't have a Second Amendment, you don't have a First Amendment.
Yeah.
And all these countries around the world that have taken away the guns from illegal citizens, they're totalitarian police states, no matter what the hell they call them, whether socialism in Europe or communism or whatever. Canadians, by the way, are more polite, but they don't give up their guns. My brother-in-law, Wayne Fiander, was the assistant to the Premier of Nova Scotia for years. I worked in British Columbia and Alberta. When I came back from Georgia, I started going hunting with some of my local patients here in Enfield, Nova Scotia. I asked one of my guys, how many guns do you have? And I thought he had 3 or 4 because he wanted to go rabbit hunting with me. He had 40. I said, what did you do the last weekend? And he said they went down to New England a few weeks before, and they got a bullet-making machine, and they made 90,000 rounds of Russian 9mm bullets. So you got to understand that, you know, they've taken away the guns of Aussies. They haven't yet done it of Kiwis in New Zealand. But in Europe, most countries in Europe, they've removed all their guns. There's very few nations on Earth, actually, the citizenry can defend themselves, except for Israel has a lot of guns in the citizenry, Canada and America. And otherwise, people are pretty well gun-free, aren't they? They don't have guns to protect themselves.
Yeah, and how'd that work out in France when the terrorists went from cafe to cafe shooting everyone, knowing that they could kill dozens, and yet they needn't worry that anyone would fire back?
Right. For example, if someone comes to my home to force vaccinate me, I have both regular and exotic weapons, and I'll blow them to little tiny bits and either cut them up or and bury them in the yard, or I will incinerate them.
So I wouldn't admit that on radio. I wouldn't say that on radio.
I say it every day. I broadcast for years. Every day.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. I threaten them that.
Okay. Only
if they come for me. Now, I'm not going to any place to harm anybody. But if they come to harm me, God help them. In other words, I'm in my home alone, and I don't want somebody to force vaccinate or haul my ass off with Project Pogo or Zephyr. If they come for me, they're going to die. And I want them to know that because it's not going to be pleasant. In the military, by the way, I have military buddies. I'm right beside Pentland Marine Corps Base and police, and they're my buds. They will cover my butt. There's only a tiny, tiny, tiny fraction of military or police that are stupid enough to go after the public. They're not going to obey any orders from the super state here in America. And that's why if Biden could, he'll bring in these foreign troops from the United Nations or CHICOM from China.
Yeah, we have Gun Owners of America has been at the lead in creating these Second Amendment sanctuary counties, and now we have over 1,000 of them throughout the country, sanctuary counties, sanctuary towns, sanctuary cities. And the concept is that if, in fact, Joe Biden, he intends to try to take away our guns, to have these Melvinite raids to confiscate guns and to maintain a gun registry. That's quite clear. Biden intends to do that. We've gotten 1,000 jurisdictions to say, you know, Joe Biden can play his games, but we're not going to enforce them. If he wants to, if he wants to play these games with the Second Amendment, he's going to go up against us.
Right, and, well, I remember there were words from Alexander Solzhenitsyn's book. The Gulag Archipelago. One of the words that really rings in my soul is his words, if we had known what we were going to do when they took us off to Siberia, we would have attacked them with firm implements and cut them up in the hallways of our apartment buildings. And after they'd run out of people willing and stupid enough to come after us, the revolution would fall apart and they wouldn't be able to do what they want, haul our ass off to Siberia.
Well, it's the same thing. It's the same thing with the Warsaw Uprising, in which, I mean, there are film depictions of that. The Jews who are holed up in Warsaw, one of them says, the first thing we need is guns. And the other one turns to him and said, but we have no guns. Because Nazi Germany, the first thing it did after Kristallnacht was to basically abolish private ownership of firearms so no one could resist the government. And if you go into Warsaw today, it appears that you're in the suburbs, a large new apartment buildings, but in fact you're in the center city because Warsaw was so totally destroyed by the Nazis in the face of a rebellion of people who just didn't have firearms.
Right. Now, let me explain a few things here that you may or may not know. I'm an expert at making exotic weapons, and I'm in the process of designing them that are much more dangerous than guns. Now, what people don't understand is we're not going to tolerate people like we call the pedophile and pseudo-chief in the White House. I don't call it the White House, I call it the whorehouse. How's that? You like that?
Well, I call him the fake president or the...
Right, but what we have right now is a situation where Trump should still be there because he won. And they stole the election now. We're having a situation where we're going to have what's called a writ of quo warranto, which is a constitutional crisis because we had Josh Bernstein on just the last hour. And there's a number of states now that are going to have an audit. And these audits are going to prove that Biden stole the election. He couldn't fill a parking lot, let alone a stadium.
Oh, we have a constitutional crisis as it is. No, he can't. He fill a parking lot, but he doesn't have the mental capacity to read from a cue card. We have a guy who is rapidly descending into senility and is in fact not in charge of his own administration, which has been turned over to the radical liberals of the far left, whose chief objective is to destroy the underpinnings of the conservative movement and the Republican Party. And the first thing they're going to destroy is the Second Amendment, if they can. And that's a big battle.
Let me tell you what I think people should do first, and this comes right before, and we work getting involved with gun owners. They should go to GOA. What's the website?
GUNOWNERS.org. GUNOWNERS.org.
Right. Now, when they go to gun owners, they should join, even if they don't have a gun, but they should get guns. They should get trained on how to use them, but also learn how to get, I call it non-lethal, like pepperball.com, and other things. Have zip ties, have other things. And start to have what's called a watch. In other words, have enough neighbors you can watch the territory. If things go to hell, let's say the power goes out or something happens to the food supply, you better have a watch or you're going to find out things are going to be insane. One of the things I expect to happen in the next year, if they keep screwing around, is they're going to collapse their food supply and their economy. I think people should get my course that I have over on Deagle Network called How to Win in Court and File Supposedly Litigant Actions. But the first thing you need to do is join gun owners, get involved, contact your local sheriff, get deputized, get yourself prepped up food, water, power, and get your neighbors, and start having kind of, you know, small house meetings where you start preparing yourself, because I believe they want to catastrophize America. And they'll create catastrophes so that they can actually cause, like in Australia, they'll cause people to lose their guns, maybe take away your food so you won't be able to do anything unless you...
The first catastrophe is that battalions of caravans are coming...
Right. Yeah.
Production whatsoever, and consists of large numbers of people who are infected with COVID who aren't checked in order to cross the border and come into our country.
So, well, when you fly in here, you need to have a negative test, but you can walk across the border if you're illegal, which I think is crazy. And here Biden doesn't even answer talk about it last night, and he had with the idiot in chief there tries to say he's managing everything and he's going to allow his barbecue and go to
Well,
the 4th of July.
The intent is when his amnesty bill comes through, the intent is that 20 million illegals who are Democrat voters end up being legalized. We just had an election in which even if you look at Biden's figures, a switch of about 20,000 votes in three states would have reversed the result of who's in control of the White House, even if you look at Biden's figures. So the Biden intends to take 20 million illegals who would overwhelmingly vote Democrat, legalize them, give them votes within probably 3 to 8 years, 8 years at the outside. And if that happens, there's no coming back from that. Biden understands that we will have a liberal socialist regime consisting of one party, as I think California now is, for the rest of our lifetimes.
Yeah, the timeline, though, is so long. I believe the vaccine is turning people into zombies. We have this year. We don't have to 2022. If they succeed with these vaccines destroying the minds of people and making them zombies, all these other things are moot. In other words, join GOA, file legal actions with your sheriff, get involved. Right now, this year.
Aging now, restore those joints.
Yeah, it's going to be nuts. I can't believe how crazy these people are. He's only been in power, 2 months, and he's done terrible things to destroy the country.
Yeah, he's gone crazy.
Cut the commercial there, Dan. Cut the commercial, please. Yeah. It's
Dr.
So
Bill
Enzi
discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication, and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
I know I hear a lot of people saying we have to 2022 and 2024. We don't have any. I know they're talking about these illegals. Actually, even the laws that even Biden wants, but it will take 4 to 8 years for these people to go through the process to become full citizens. It's irrelevant.
Some will vote in 3 years, which if it happened now would be in time for the 2024 election. Some will vote in 8 years, which is in time for the 2028 election. So, yeah, he intends to make 20 million new Democratic voters. And if that happens,
if they still have their mind and they aren't turned into basically cyborgs or zombies, I believe we're facing a zombie apocalypse from these vaccines. And what I think is going to happen is this. The gun grab attempts by Biden is going to harden the people who are basically relatively passive. One of the things I've learned, this is, it can be, if you're a rancher and you take care of cattle or animals, if you do certain things, the animals will kind of behave a certain way. But if you do certain kinds of things, they'll get ticked off with you and they'll start kind of running around in such a way that they're going to make your life dangerous, okay? And I think what people don't understand, when you run legislation like this so quickly and shove it down people's throats, even people who are moderate, people that then say maybe they bought a gun and they're a Democrat, they'll start to realize that they want to take away my gun because they want to take away my right to do anything. And there's even Democrats now starting to realize that...
Family.
What's that?
Particularly protect yourself and your family. A large number of recent gun purchasers have been Democrats. In places like Philadelphia, they had hated guns. They had favored gun control all their lives. All of a sudden, their mayor announces, oh, we can't protect you anymore. We're defunding the police. They see the fires coming down their streets. They decide if it's not, if their life isn't important enough, perhaps the lives of their wife and their kids are important enough to get a gun. And all of a sudden, ironically, these people find that they are impeded by the same crazy gun control laws that up until now they'd supported.
Exactly. So my point is that the excessively negative behavior by the globalists and people like the idiots in the White House, or the, or I say the whorehouse, the, which of course dispels a whores.
That's not fair to prostitutes.
I know that. I mean, I like your comment.
Unlike Biden and his cabinet.
Well, basically, here's what I think is going to happen. I think you're going to have, between now and July 4th, you're going to have a number of states going to do audits. You're going to have Ritter Corporanto, and Joe Biden will try to declare martial law and see if he can somehow start grabbing guns or attacking people or declaring that the supporters of Trump are terrorists just by the very fact they support Trump. And he's probably going to start doing some rallies. As he does rallies in different cities, you're going to see Trump's popularity rise again. Like right now, he's even 7% more popular than when he left office, where he won the election by almost 90 million votes. Yeah. If Trump starts rallying in different, say, red, you know, what we call red states, you know, like Georgia, Texas, and so on, and Florida, you're going to start seeing massive millions of people coming out, you know, supporting him. And again, he also is picking up which candidates he's going to support for Senate and Congress, because a lot of the Rhino Republicans are leaving office now. Do you notice that? A lot of senators and congresspeople.
Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania is leaving office.
Right.
Portman of Ohio is leaving office. Roy Blunt, not the biggest rhino, but certainly not a hardcore conservative in Missouri, is leaving office. I mean, I think
so,
they see the rhino.
Well, Trump right now is picking people to support, younger people that are, say, half their age. They're smart, tough, say, maybe some of ex-military or senior people that are really strong conservatives. And you're going to start seeing, even if Trump in the background, let's say Trump never goes back into running as a president again. His power as a media expert, if he decides people, let's say some of the people that work with Trump, for example, is Mike Pompeo. If Mike ran in 4 years' time after Trump decided to support the Senate,
run in Kansas.
Right.
We urged him to run for the open seat in Kansas. And,
right. So he could easily run, for example, for Senate now, and when it comes up to the president's office in 4 years' time, Mike Pompeo would easily be running there. Look at our current governor of Florida. When they did a kind of a vote, they said, right, DeSantis, he has the kind of background and creds that if he ran for president in 4 years, he'd get in like a shot.
Well, I'll say some good things about him and some bad things about him. I don't like the fact that DeSantis sort of lay down and sort of allowed the red flag legislation to become ensconced in Florida. This is middle-of-the-night gun confiscation raids.
Oh, really?
And the biggest advocate of the Second Amendment. But he has turned Florida into a free state. at the time in which New York has shut down its economy. Its economy is in wrecks. Same thing for California. Same thing right across the country in all the blue states that are now going into depressions. DeSantis at least said, I'm going to keep my state open. And guess what? Florida is healthier than the states that closed down.
Well, you know, I live in California, and the area where I am is relatively conservative, which is North County, San Diego. But my former Democrat friends and so on, there's now got almost 2 million votes, like just a hair under 2 million votes against Governor Youssef.
Yeah.
They're actually more rabidly against the Demon Rats now than the average kind of, you know, we call lukewarm Republican. So the ex-Democrats have been abused by them, lost their business and so on. They're major pissed. And here in California, this state's going to go red really fast. I mean, it's just going to swing.
I hope that California, notwithstanding its ballot harvesting, notwithstanding its system of systemized fraud, can climb out of the hole it's in.
A former mayor of San Diego is running another guy, Cox, who I've had on the show a few years ago.
Yes.
These guys are awesome. At least two guys I know that personally, one I've actually interviewed. If neither one of these ran, they're both Republicans, they'd become a really great governor of this state because California has a lot of resources, intellectually, property-wise, food-wise, etc. And properly managed.
My best wishes, but you're going to battle a system of systemized fraud of a type that H.R. 1 would institute all across America.
I think that a lot of states are instituting changes in voter laws and so on. They're going to get rid of this institutionalized voter fraud.
And in some cases, I think we will be able to. In Georgia, I think we'll be able to rewrite those election laws so we don't have the next election stolen because they have a Republican governor and 2 Republican chambers of their state legislature. I think we'll be able to do the same thing in Pennsylvania. They're going to put it on a ballot measure.
I got an interesting question that you may not have heard before on the show.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, what about we call non-gun technology that should be also under the protection of Gun Owners of America? Give me an example. Let's say that you could get like a Star Wars weapon, you could aim at somebody, mm-hmm. and you could turn it to stun or knock them down and actually make them have a seizure. Or number 2, not just a pepper ball gun, but something that could make somebody literally functionally blind for like a week, not just a couple hours. Or let's say you have a spider net where you can fire a net at somebody. Rather than hitting them with a lethal weapon, you spire and they're totally wrapped up in this net and they can't do a damn thing. I mean, those are kinds of non-gun things. For example, right now there's a company called pepperball.com, and I live in one of the 3 states that doesn't allow you to have the military-style pepper ball guns, but I managed to get 4 of them.
Yeah.
And they go 150 yards, and if I hit you, you're not going to see for about 3 days. And then I can go down and wrap you up with zip ties, and I can do anything with you.
The good thing is that Biden isn't going after you this minute. He's going after us, and we're going to fight the war that we're in. And if we can succeed in killing this gun confiscation and gun bans, then... I think we'll be in pretty good shape.
Yeah, don't go anywhere. We've got to get out for the next thing.
There's so serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call
Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn and Democrat Congressman Henry Cuellar are visiting near Laredo, Texas on Friday to see and hear about the problems facing officials along the border. The two Texas lawmakers also touring a detention facility for illegal immigrant teens near the border and holding a bipartisan roundtable. Congressman Cuellar saying things are only going to get worse before they get better.
We've seen this before. We saw it in 2014. We saw it in 2019, and we're seeing them again. The numbers yet have not hit the numbers that we saw in May of 2019, but they're going there because the high months of March, April, May, or June are coming up, and we're seeing those numbers go up.
President Biden ending his week by hosting congressional Democrats after signing a massive stimulus bill. USA Radio News. The Minneapolis City Council unanimously approved a $27 million settlement with the family of George Floyd, whose death in police custody last year sparked a summer of riots, unrest, and looting, and a racial reckoning over law enforcement's treatment of black suspects.
The financial compensation most directly impact George Floyd and his family, the future of their family. But it is the policy reforms that affects all of us.
News of the settlement comes as jury selection continues in the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin. Tennessee lawmakers are tweeting out prayers for an officer who was shot on the job this morning. Josh Baker is in stable condition after undergoing surgery. Police say he pulled over a woman in the parking lot of a Dollar General store due to outstanding warrants. She turned out not to be the owner, but still got into a shootout with the officer. USA Radio News. USA Radio News.
Virus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871. Bringing nutrition...
First thing I'd hit you is a non-lethal weapon that doesn't have to hit you directly, but it would basically immobilize you. And it's the size of a handgun. I got a holster I can wear on my belt or I can have it on my bedside. And I have these pepper ball gun military grade ones, or military grade the police would carry, or military. And the first weapon you hit him is one that doesn't have to hit them directly on target. It has to hit near them within 150 yards because most engagement happens within 150 yards. If they get closer than that, you hit them with a non-lethal weapon first, then you pull out your lethal weapon. And the best non-lethal weapon, yes, the AR-15 is wonderful because it's small and so on, but then you have to hit accurately on the target, and you can have a whole...
A lot of rounds that you can fire.
Exactly, but the thing about the...
If you miss with the first two shots, you still have a bunch of other shots to get.
I agree, but the thing is that, those are all nice, the AR-15 is very good that way, so that's one alternative, but the one that I've talked to many experts, I hit him with a non-lethal weapon first very quickly. Bam. In other words, don't discuss stuff with people. When they're in 150-yard range, hit them. And then once they're immobilized, then you deal with them at that point. Okay, at that point, you have something like a baseball bat or whatever you got, because they're not going to see or do a damn thing, no matter how many there are. So if I had four or five guys down at my gate, and they came in, I hit one of them with one of my lethal, my pepper ball things, and all of them can't see or breathe or do anything for many hours. After that,
like your scenario has a lot of opportunities for you to die embedded in it.
Oh, no, it does. But the thing is, once you've hit them, you can hit them with your AR-15 or a shotgun.
Once I've hit you, then you're dead.
Oh, no, that's if you let them get close enough. You don't do that.
Yeah.
See, one of the things I think, and I agree with you, if they're near you, the first thing you do... Because you don't necessarily, if you don't hit them accurately with, let's say, your handgun, then they have a weapon that has multiple shots, you're dead if they're in your bedroom or whatever.
Yeah.
But if you hit them with a non-lethal weapon, right?
My brother with the criminal standing over his bed. But whatever you're comfortable with, I don't want to try to...
Exactly, yeah. But what I'm trying to say, people need to start... Whatever comfort zone, they need to get prepared for it and train it.
Yeah.
And they can train it with...
I agree with that. If someone is more comfortable with a handgun, if someone is more comfortable with an AR-15, whatever gives them...
Right, but here's the point. The government wants to make lots of guns that are more popular, legal guns that really... You know, the problem is they're not going to go after the illegal sale of guns. They're going to take away guns from citizens, and now where they're defunding the police. And part of that defunding is just the fact that the economy is collapsing. Part of it is that the globalists want to get rid of police, and if they could, they'd bring United Nations troops to police their cities or CHICOM, right?
Yeah, part of it is they just don't like the police. They would prefer to have a city in which was, quote, made safe under their system because they strip every one of their guns. That's their crazy assumption. And if you have police there, particularly with police unions saying individuals are their own best defense, we're not going to be able to ride for 20 minutes, then all
right.
of a sudden that makes the liberals very, very uncomfortable.
Right. The problem I see is that this scenarios they're pushing, like this gun legislation, they've done in 2 months so much damage to the American economy. Look at Biden.
Yeah.
Damaging the pipelines, opening up the borders, the H.R. 1, the Equality Act, destroying the idea of male and female, and now these executive orders. It's unbelievable. Now the appointment of Merrick Garland.
Park.
What's that?
I'm seeing the country falling apart, and I think... Republicans are going to have a very, very good year in 2022 in both the Senate and the House. After that, I think...
Well, that's why they're in a panic to get this legislation in this year, because they know... See, the election actually doesn't start next year. The election starts by the fall of this year. In other words, the campaigning and the new candidates being selected for the Senate and Congress that are going to replace the ones that are leaving.
I agree with that. I don't disagree with that, Dr. Deagle.
Yeah, so what it means is they only have about another 4 or 5 months left so they don't shove all this legislation through, because once they shove it through and they're now candidates moving toward the 2022 election, they're screwed and they actually can't even get nominated, right?
If we can stop the crazy stuff by the filibuster for the next 4 or 5 months, I
exactly.
agree with you that at that point the exercise is to win the elections and take over the Senate and the House.
Exactly.
I do agree that we have a very narrow window in which Biden is going to try to utterly destroy everything we believe in. If we can stop that, and we still have the filibuster as of this morning, if we can stop that, then I'm reasonably optimistic that we can take Biden's power base out from under him.
I think we have to July 4th, which is basically a little over 3 months. I think in the next by July 4th, if Biden hasn't got his legislation through to set stealing elections and grabbing the federal power over voting and the H.R. 1, the Equality Act, and all those other things,
yeah.
if he hasn't done it, he basically cannot get the power into the place where they're going to guarantee the next group of people, like all these citizens they're shoving in here to get citizenship and everything else. And I don't think that it's going to work. I think it's going to blow up in their face.
In early fall, he's going to try a reconciliation bill, and it will be interesting, and when I say interesting, I mean scary, to see what he tries to embed in that. Presumably, he's going to try to get a lot of his agenda through under that process, if Manchin hasn't caved by then, and I'm not betting a whole lot for that, but we're fighting very hard to keep Manchin, Sinema, and Tester supporting the filibuster so they can't jam all this stuff through with 50 votes.
Those are the three I could say. You're watching them very closely. Christian, Sinema, Manchin. Who's the other candidate you're talking about watching closely?
John Tester.
Yeah, and by the way, these more conservative Democrats are probably in a state of shock about what's going on because the extreme left has taken over, hasn't it?
Well, in some places, Tester has to look at the fact that the very, very popular governor of Montana lost his fight against Danes for the United States Senate. It looks like Montana is going pretty quickly pro-gun, and so at that point, John Tester, who hasn't been a great pro-gunner up until now, has to take that into consideration.
Right. So in other words, by monitoring these people and looking at the numbers,
yeah.
I would predict that if Donald Trump starts doing, say, a campaign every 2 weeks, in different places between now and July 1st. And we have, you know, illegal action people join gun owners, start buying that course, which is how to win in court and file actions against their state.
Yeah.
We have audits of the state legislature, and we have a writ of quo warranto and a constitutional crisis. If they don't have their laws through the next 3 months, the demon rats, it's over. It's over.
But these crazy courts are going to allow the election to be contested. I mean, if there's one...
No, it's not a matter of... I have all my legal experts here. Here's the thing. I know you're an attorney, but I have all the legal experts.
Expert, too.
Well, I know that, but let me fill you in. All of the people that I've talked to right up to the thing, it doesn't require the courts. If the legislatures call for an audit, it's over. They did. In other words, once they do that, The courts are not ruling on evidence. They have to rule on what the legislature came to. It's not the governor. It's not these other people. It goes back to just the legislature alone. If they accept the changes in the votes from an audit, it's over.
I would be willing to bet you a large amount of money that that can't happen if the courts are prepared to sit on the results.
I'll bet you a larger amount of money. Let's put it this way. I don't bet at all. I can tell you from all the experts I've talked to, if, let's say, the state legislature of Arizona, New Hampshire, and others find an audit and find the inaccuracy in the votes by the voter fraud, it's over. And, in fact, with the Constitution, what I think will happen is you're going to start seeing a constitutional crisis. And out of that, I expect Biden to declare martial law. In other words, if we have a constitutional crisis, I think...
We don't have martial law now with the barbed wire fence around the Capitol. And
that's only there. I'm talking about where...
Basically invading Washington. I don't know. I don't know what we have. But I assure you that Biden and his friends in the media and his friends on the court will do whatever is necessary to try to hold on to power.
Well, at that point, they won't be able to do that, okay? From the people I know, I know, but here's what's going to happen. I believe what will happen is the next thing they'll do is try to come after Republicans, including Republican senators and congressmen.
Yeah, they're doing that now.
I'm talking about arrest them. I'm thinking about if Biden thinks that we're actually inciting violence. We're not trying to incite insurrection. We're just talking about the law. The law state.
I think they're setting the stage for trying to arrest Republican office holders. Starting out with Trump, but going on to Josh Hawley.
Yeah, I think that's exactly. I think that's likely to happen.
I think they're willing to silence us. I think they're willing to arrest us if necessary. That's why they're talking about Hawley being a co-conspirator.
Exactly. That's what I think is coming.
Angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or our order line. 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
NutraMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871.
So how can we filibuster and put a gun and get rid of and put and do and get rid of this gun legislation they're trying to show through? What do we do?
The House, by a largely party line vote, passed H.R. 8. It's a national gun registry. Basically, everyone who wants to acquire a gun, just about, is going to have to go to a dealer, fill out a 4473 form, and we know that the FBI comes around and photographs these each year and makes them computer readable. So it's a national gun registry. That will be the first test. My guess is it has, 52, 53 votes in the United States Senate. We killed it back in 2013. And so if, in fact, the Senate keeps its rules and allows a filibuster, then we defeat the National Gun Registry and the things they're saying behind it, the National Gun Bans of semi-automatics, the National Gun Bans of handguns that don't have safe gun technology, and the red flag gun confiscation laws collapse as part of the domino effect.
Exactly. Now, what?
Kill those things. If we could keep those from becoming law, I mean, we don't have to speculate on what will happen when Biden sends SWAT teams around to our home.
I agree with you. In other words, this works. So let me tell you something technically, because I have some technical contacts that have told me about this, and you're probably aware of this too. These handguns that require you to have your fingerprints to identify that you own that specific handgun, they don't work.
Yeah,
they tried
none of them work.
None of them work.
There are different types. There's first the type in which you have a wristband around your arm. Guess what? While you're lying in bed, you're probably going to have taken off your wristband.
Right.
This fingerprints. How likely is it that at 3 o'clock in the morning, in the situation where my brother was, you can reach for your gun and hit it at exactly the right angle so that the sensor reads all of your fingerprints? None of them work. There is no successful safe gun technology, and that's why it hasn't gone into effect in a number of states.
Right.
So if you want to die, then that's the guarantee.
Well, you know, if you're a criminal, this is ideal. I mean, I wonder if they're contributing to the Democratic Party and to Biden and so on right now, because the drug cartels are selling kids 3 or 4 times to get drugs in here, bringing fentanyl in. And every year, there was 80,000 died last year. My guess, it'll be over 100,000 die of fentanyl this year because it's manufactured in China. The labs are set up in Mexico. The drug cartels bring it in, and they use children to bring all these drugs in here. It's going to be a disaster. It's not just across the border. It's in every state.
it's the border caravans as well. Yeah,
right.
It's all part of the same phenomenon. And as you point out, it starts in China. China certainly, I mean, it committed genocide against its own population.
Right.
100 million people died as a result of their policies. And during their population control policies, they had little baby girls staying out on the roadside to die in most
right.
rural areas. So they certainly have no problem killing their own children. They have no problem killing our children either by flooding fentanyl into this country. And guess what? As a million illegals pour across our border, the fentanyl is going to pour across our border with them.
Well, we have a couple minutes left. Well, John, go ahead with a couple questions. Go ahead here.
I have a serious comment to make. I was not aware of this until I saw it firsthand. Here in Anaheim, the police department has at least one a personnel carrier. It's almost like a modified tank. It can crash right through your front door, very few of us have any anti-tank what weapons to stop a vehicle like that. So if they do decide to confiscate guns, they will have access to armed vehicles with the armed personnel inside
the
living room.
Let me give you some information on that, okay? A friend of mine is a half Algonquin Indian, half a Scot, and he was one of the senior police officers in an area between the border of Quebec and Ontario. And we gave him use of our home for years, that we had a kind of relaxing home, second home, on Lake Temiskaming, okay, which is about 26 miles long. And he got trained in Israel as well by the Israeli Special Forces. And he told me that the native peoples there have all kinds of anti-tank technology. And you can simply make anti-tank weapons that can blow the tracks off anything, a tank, an air personnel carrier. And most of them don't have depleted uranium buffering on the bottom of these vehicles. So if you think that the vehicle can't be damaged by either gas or they can knock them out or anti-tank weapons that can blow off the tracks or tires, you're wrong. So if they came through there, you can simply throw them, you can hit them with an anti-tank weapon. But to be honest with you, they only have a certain number of those. It's easy to stop them. I mean, he told me that if they ever went to a native reserve, the natives have everything. They have 50 caliber machine guns. They can anti-tank weapons. They can blow off the tracks of these vehicles. And once they block them, they just let them starve or dehydrate.
Yeah.
And when they try to come out of the vehicle, they kill them. So the idea is somehow that they're impervious to battlefield with a civilian population and the public is not possible. Okay.
Well, I was in Army Intelligence, but let me short circuit this whole argument by saying rather than speculating on how I stop a anti-tank weapon at 3:30 in the morning when they come by surprise to my house, I would rather speculate on how we stop this legislation.
I agree with you.
It can be done relatively easily without worrying about...
Exactly. In other words, if we support our senators and congressmen and get this course, join Gun Owners of America with gunowners.org. And if people just get involved with this How to Win in Court thing in the ACT Talk and support their congressman and senator that's actually doing the right thing and get new candidates there, and we make sure that they don't blow the filibuster and get rid of our gun rights and get rid of the so-called red flag laws, we're fine. I think we have, to be honest with you, I think we have about 3 or 4 months that if we maintain and control and prevent Biden and his maniacs from getting more power, they'll be moving toward then the process of getting ready for the next election in 2022, which is just next year. And with all these new candidates, I think it's over. And that's why they're panicking to get all those laws put in now.
I can say personally, I mean, I was around in 2009. We didn't stop Obamacare, but we dragged it out so long as an anti-gun issue that we made it toxic. And we largely stopped the Obama legislative agenda until 2010 when we took the House of Representatives.
Exactly. In other words,
Obama became neutered, at least in terms of his ability to get something done legislatively.
Yeah, in other words,
2013, and we killed that. We killed amnesty in 2013. His entire legislative agenda collapsed. He retreated to his pen and his phone, but it turned out what he did by pen and phone could be undone by Donald Trump by a pen and a phone.
Exactly. And I think what's going to happen is the same thing. He has actually a compound with his Iranian controller within 2.5 miles of the White House right now. And this is really the third term of Obama. He's a puppeteer. And Obama is behind the scenes with the people like Susan Rice actually puppeteering this Biden demented maniac. He's got the Susan Rice and even handing over more and more duties to Kamala Harris, who's now handling things that should be handled by the president. Because they're getting her ready.
Michael, all foreign affairs.
Yeah, I mentioned foreign affairs being handled by the vice president, and again, it's like a presidential thing. I mean, they're trying to get her ready to become president. Basically, even when she's there, if she doesn't follow orders, she'll be taken out too, because we have to realize the deep state behind them is running everything, including Obama, right?
Well, Biden, I don't think, is in charge. I think Kamala Harris is more in charge than certainly Joe Biden. I think that they are grooming her to be the next president of the United States, one presumably who is more radical, more anti-constitution, and crazier than the, you know, senile.
The one who's really running behind the scenes, I've heard, is Susan Rice. She's the one actually.
She's there for a reason. I mean, she was running foreign affairs under Barack Obama. Now she's been thrown into domestic affairs for some reason, which is unclear to anyone. But she's certainly one of the power players. I'm not sure she's the only one. All these people channel dark money, including the chief of staff, into the Obama campaign, I think also are players in this exercise.
Exactly. Now, so you're absolutely correct. If we can stop the red flag laws and the other things, it's going to die by the summer.
Yeah.
My guess is that all these crazy moves by Biden are going to fade away. And once we Americans wake up totally, including Democrats and Republicans and independent, because now that they've tried so hard, a lot of people that were potentially our political enemies are now our allies. And that's why people need to join gun owners. I think you're right. The simple solutions are, we're not going to have to face a revolution or a hot revolution in America, because it's really a soft revolution. Wake up, support gun owners, support rights of gun to privacy of speech, get rid of these crazy laws in California separating girls and boys' toys, make sure people have the right to defend themselves because they're defunding the police. And the police, even if they are here, don't get here for 20 to 30 minutes. You have to have guns to protect yourself, whether it's non-lethal, pepper ball, or real guns like AR-15s. You need it now, people. I don't care what your party is. You need it now. Thanks a lot.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Discover that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical. Medical.com. That's NUTRI Medical.com. Or call toll free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional
best meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
One capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Strength, because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.